You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Today we're joined by comedian Neil Skean to discuss his sight loss and, very excitingly, his first solo stand-up show at Glasgow's International Comedy Festival. Neil, thanks so much for joining us.
Yeah, no, thanks for giving me the opportunity to promote myself and the show.
Can you tell us a little bit about your sight loss, please?
I was born with glaucoma, which is quite unusual because it normally develops later in life, but I was born with congenital glaucoma. It wasn't really picked up, I don't think, until I started crawling. And then they noticed I was crawling, but I was bumping into a lot of things. And so from about a year old to about 7 years old, actually, I went back and forth to Moorfields Eye Hospital and got operations basically to try and save or to prolong my sight, because I had a bit of sight. It was just to prolong it in the early years, which it did, but I lost it completely probably late teenage years. And I say probably because, as you'll know, that when you lose your sight gradually, it's quite hard to put a time on, you know, when you actually lost it, because in some respects I think it's actually quite a good way, if there is a good way, to lose your sight, that you lose it gradually, because you kind of adapt as you go along and you develop your own little strategies. And in the main, for me, it had been quite young, my strategies were to avoid people sort of realizing that I had a sight problem. I think I was almost embarrassed by it all in those days.
Now, you've received lots of support from the RNIB, particularly RNIB Scotland, over the years. Can you go into some of that, please?
Yeah, well, like I say, in the early days, I was kind of, I suppose, in denial of it all. I mean, my first sort of real link with RNIB was in a place called Alwyn House, which was, well, was known as a rehab centre, which I always think is quite funny, where I spent 3 months. And to be honest, I loved every minute of those 3 months. That was the turning point for me, really, because prior to that, I had been, as I say, and I still say now on my stage, I was the only blind in the village almost. And going to Alwyn House and meeting other people exactly the same as myself, it just changed my whole outlook on life. And even the skills I learned this, I did very early days of computing and touch typing and a little bit of Braille, which were two skills that have stood me in good stead ever since, really, and quite a lot of mobility skills and just daily living skills, which were really, really, or still are, really important. And so, I mean, that early days at Alwyn House just really did change my whole life.
Good stuff. Now, you've got a show upcoming at the Glasgow International Comedy Festival. Before we get into that specifically, can you tell us a little bit about how you got into stand-up?
Kind of by accident, I think. I worked for a local sight loss charity in the Northeast called Northeast Sensory Services now. And I've worked for them for quite a number of years. And during my time there, I did a lot of presentations and a lot of kind of awareness talks to different groups, all different groups from, you know, the usual women's guilds, right up to quite high-powered Chamber of Commerce events, covered all these sort of different audiences. And I thought, you know, sight loss is a very serious subject, but it can almost be too serious, and it's a very emotive subject. To some people, it can be quite a scary subject. So I found myself sort of putting a bit of humour into it. And I think those of us that are living it every day, we do find ourselves in quite funny circumstances or situations at times. And I think I managed to just get those across. And through that, I did a dinner for another disability charity up in Aberdeen. And whilst I was doing that, the actual comedian who was on for the night later on to do the entertainment, he said to me, "Have you ever tried this doing stand-up?" And I said, "No, I just enjoy just doing little talks and, you know, about humour." He says, "No, but you've got a natural timing and a natural sort of rapport with the audience." He says, "I think you should really do it." So he encouraged me to go to the local sort of comedy club and try a couple of their open nights. And it just sort of went from there.
And the rest, as they say, is history. So tell us about this upcoming show then. Give us the elevator pitch.
It all came around, actually, through doing a show in Aberdeen. So I've never really done, I'm from the Northeast, as you can probably tell, but I've never really done anything down south in the Central Belt area. And I've done a couple of shows in Aberdeen, and I did one really quite big one, which involved Judy Murray. It's a show called Duncan and Judy. It's a spoof on being a third Murray brother who's a disappointment to Judy, and he's trying to impress Judy with all these different sketches and different wacky ideas. They asked during that show if I could do a 10-minute spot so they could do costume changes. The promoter of the show said to me, "You need to be doing more of this stuff down in the Central Belt. They would love you." He says, "I used to be the organiser of the comedy festival." He says, "I can put you in touch with the people and get you a good venue. And really, you need to do that." And I thought, well, okay, I'll give it a go. And that's how it came about. And it's a really good comedy venue, apparently Blackfriars on Bell Street. It's quite a famous comedy venue in Glasgow. I think I've got quite a good spot. It's 6 o'clock in the evening till seven. So hopefully people have maybe just finished work and want to go and get a bit of laugh after a hard week at work or having a few drinks on a Friday to come along and listen to some nonsense for a wee while. And I see very much as it is a chance just to forget your weekly worries. And, you know, it's almost surreal. You know, it's escapism.
And not pulling back the curtain too much, what kind of thing can people expect if they come along?
Most of it is almost on personal experience. Quite a lot is on personal experience. I use a guide dog, so I do touch on some of the stuff with guide dogs. I touch on a lot of frustrations. I think I don't go in for the sort of, oh dear, what a shame. It's really a frustration. We all see ourselves as almost ambassadors being blind, I think. We're not allowed to sometimes say what we feel. You know, sometimes the members of the public can really be very annoying for a better way of putting it. And you really want to say something else when you've got to say, okay, thank you. Thank you for not helping me at all or whatever. I get a chance to really rant about it and say how I really feel about it. And I think any other disabled people come along, I think they'll probably recognise quite a lot of the sentiments as well.
And finally, Neil, where can our listeners find out more about your comedy online?
If they put into the Google, this is the Glasgow International Comedy Festival. Their site is really accessible. You can search for comedians' names or venues. But if you just search my name, if you put it into Google, actually my name, Neil Skeen, it'll come up with different shows probably as well. Certainly the Glasgow International Comedy Festival site is probably the best one for this show, certainly. And the tickets are through there as well. And to be honest, the whole thing is very accessible. I'm really quite impressed with our site.
Good stuff. Well, comedian Neil Skeen, thank you so much for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio, and best of luck with the show.
Yeah, thanks very much.